to the Vicor Powering Innovation Podcast, where we discuss world-changing innovations. I'm Steve Germino, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Ducey. Our guest today is Soon-Suk Roh, Director of Business Development from Doosan Mobility out of South Korea. This week, he sat down with our very own Robert Gendron, VP of Product Development here at Vicor, to talk about their world-changing innovation. Doosan has developed the world's first commercialized hydrogen fuel cell power pack for UAVs. And I'll tell you, they're doing some really amazing things with this technology. Joe, if I stopped right there, we could fill hours just talking about hydrogen fuel cell technology and its potential impact on the energy market. And that would be some fascinating conversation. But additionally, what I find equally as impactful about Doosan is the way they're using this technology. Their applications have meaningful human impact.
Yeah, I mean, Doosan is providing vital humanitarian support, and this is made possible by dramatically increasing flight times for UAVs using hydrogen fuel cells. To illustrate this capability, Doosan drone carrying 40 sample vials and other health supplies flew 43 miles over open ocean connecting St. Croix to St. Thomas at an average speed of 23 knots, which is equivalent to 26 miles per hour. And they had 30 minutes of flight time left when the drone landed. Now, this new technology puts life-saving capabilities into the hands of more people around the world, especially in remote and hard-to-reach places.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that. The alternative would be to fly a helicopter there or something like that. But, you know, there's so much savings in the way they're doing it. It's really brilliant. But I must admit, I'm not that familiar with hydrogen technology, other than that it's a clean energy source that has a lot of upside. But it's not pervasive, so I'm assuming there still must be some challenges or risks to using it, right?
Yeah, I mean, with any new technology, there's always risks. And at present, hydrogen fuel cells do have some limitations, including they can't match the peak output power needed for larger UAVs that traditionally use combustion engine. And also during operation, the voltages generated by hydrogen fuel cells can be quite varied, unlike battery-powered systems that are pretty stable. That's why it's important to have the right power delivery network to manage and regulate that wide range of output voltages. Now, that's where Vicor comes in. The Doosan Power Pack delivers 40 to 74 volts, and using the Vicor PRM module, you can safely regulate that down to 12 volts to supply the variety of motors and sensors and other peripherals on the UAV. Other than that, there really isn't much downside to using hydrogen fuel cells as your power source.
You're always a wealth of information, Joe. That was some really good stuff. But on that note, what do you say we listen a little further to Soon-Suk and Robert to learn a little bit more about what Doosan is doing with their hydrogen fuel cell technology?
Hi, this is Robert from Vicor. Today we are joined by Soon-Suk Roh, all the way from Korea, who works for Doosan. Soon-Suk, hi, how are you?
Hi, Robert. This is Soon-Suk Roh. Nice to meet you.
So Soon-Suk, I guess first question, who is Doosan and who is Doosan Mobility?
Doosan Group itself is Korean-based global company. Doosan does lots of business like heavy industry with power plants and also construction equipments like Bobcat. Bobcat is one of Doosan's subsidiary. Doosan Mobility Innovation is Doosan Group's 100% invested company. Doosan Group has acquired two fuel cell companies in 2015. Which was concentrating on stationary fuel cell system for buildings and power plants. But we decided to move this technology into mobility applications, and that's how Doosan Mobility Innovation started. So basically, we targeted drone as our first application, and we are integrating fuel cell into drone.
Right. So I guess that's my question. So why drones and why fuel cells?
Drone has been having lots of interest through a couple of years, more than a couple of years, actually. So by using drones, it can do lots of things to make people work safe, like power lines, for example. People don't have to climb up the tower to inspect the cell towers or power lines if you can use drone to inspect those. It can deliver supplements without using helicopters or planes when there is nothing, not that the infrastructure is not well to drive cars into it. And to do though, most of those kind of use cases, flight time of drones has been one of the main issue using conventional lithium batteries. So when conventional lithium batteries make drone fly for 20, 30 minutes, maximum would be like 45 minutes without payloads. By using hydrogen fuel cell system, now we can use our drone fly for 2 hours. And that's the main technology we have.
So you mentioned like inspection equipment. Mm-hmm. Is that the only application you're targeting for these drones? Because, I mean, we see drones used in so many places.
It's great that you brought that up. We are actually using our drones in lots of applications without inspection or monitoring. Of course, inspections like large solar farm, gas pipelines, they're our main target area too. We are also using this drone for search and rescue purpose, for emergency purposes. Like, we had some projects of delivering AED system on to the top of the mountain. When in emergency, we did this POC where to search people in the ocean using our drone with thermal camera. Or at the end of 2019, we had this project with a Department of Health of delivering bacteria or blood samples from one island to another island at U.S. Virgin Island. That was about 43 miles. So they used our drone to deliver those in 1.5 hours. So yeah, we're using in various areas.
So you've mentioned inspection as an application and some others, but is there one you're most proud of?
I personally are very interested in using our drones to actually help people. We're considering lots of projects and search and rescue or working with fire department to help people. So there's this project in Korea of using our drone to save people who is drowning in the ocean to deliver some things to help them when they're in the water or spot the right location where they are to help fire department to go and rescue them. The delivery case I mentioned at U.S. Virgin Island, those kind of projects are something that we're very proud of doing.
What sort of challenges did you or do you face in making a fuel cell-based drone?
I mean, drone has been developed for quite a while using lithium batteries. Most of the parts, motors, like controllers, the power systems with it is actually designed to fit with lithium batteries. The characteristic of fuel cells and batteries are actually not fair. I mean, there are similarity, but it's not completely same. So fitting our fuel cell system into the parts where they are designed to fit with batteries were some difficulties we had. That's why we actually started using Vicor products. One of the reasons were the voltage of batteries are not very wide, but fuel cell is really wide. It goes from like 45 voltage to 70 voltage, which is really wild for parts for drones to get those power. So that is the reason we started using PRM series of Vicor, which is really light, perfect for drones, to arrange certain range of voltage to fit with drones.
And Sunsuk, just to clarify, what is a fuel cell power pack?
Sorry, I should have started with explaining that. Yeah. The basic process of fuel cell is the opposite process of water electrolysis, if you're familiar with that. So basically, it uses hydrogen as the fuel. So combines hydrogen with the oxygen in the air to produce electricity and a little bit of water. So the process of electrolysis is pouring electric into the water to divide it into hydrogen and oxygen. So it's a chemical reaction, opposite process of electrolysis to produce electricity. Many people are not very familiar with fuel system, but it's actually a very old technology. It's used in Apollo rocket. Yeah, so it's been a long, long technology, but recently it's been developed to use in devices that is close to us, like vehicles.
And you mentioned, of course, their use extends the flight time of the drone over lithium battery. But is there a number you can give us as far as the power density of a lithium battery versus a fuel cell?
The fuel cell has like 3 times, 4 times of higher power density compared to lithium batteries. And because hydrogen itself, we are using a very high pressured pure hydrogen into our drone. It's like 5,000 PSI pressured. So it contains lots of power in it, which can help drone fly for a long time. Yeah, basically, fuel cell system has about 450 watt hour per kilogram when lithium batteries have like 150 wattage hour per kilogram.
I know you have your current drone, the DS-30W. Should we expect to see any new drones coming out soon?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We had our product DS-30W, which is a multi-rotor with 8 motors with it. We are actually releasing this new model called DJ-25. It's a corporated model working with our partner, which is a fixed wing VTOL system. So it's a fixed wing, which can fly longer than 3 hours now, up to 5 hours, with vertical takeoff and landing capability, which can bring lots of other opportunities we have.
What will we see next from Doosan Mobility? What lies in the future?
What we see in this area is that even though drone is already very popular, many people has been reviewing to use drone in their industry. What we see is drone is still a new technology. And like I mentioned, even so, fuel cell has been developed for a long time. It's still new to lots of people. So we are basically combining two new technology to make one product. So we are trying our best to show people the use cases, how they use our drone into their usage to help them do things easier and make their work more efficient. So yeah, that's something that we are focusing right now to supply ideas and the solution, total solution of using our drone. And that's something that we'll be focusing on throughout this year too.
So we've been talking to Soon-Suk Ro from Doosan Mobility. I would encourage you to check out their website and their fuel cell drones. Soon-Suk, thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey Joe, after listening to Soon-Suk, I feel like it might be wise to invest a few dollars into the hydrogen fuel cell ETF at this point. I mean, it's clean energy, it's efficient, and their battery pack delivers far superior duration compared to lithium-ion batteries.
I'm certainly no technical expert, but I know some of the benefits of using hydrogen fuel cells over lithium-ion batteries in UAVs. First off, as you pointed out, hydrogen fuel cells are definitely more environmentally friendly, with water being the only byproduct. The other key benefit is hydrogen fuel cells have higher energy density than batteries, which translates into longer flight times and heavier payload capacity. Hydrogen-powered UAVs can also be refueled much faster, making them perfect for disaster relief and time-sensitive missions. You know, don't get me wrong, lithium-ion batteries are a viable and popular power source for UAVs, but hydrogen fuel cell power provides the next level of power and performance needed to accomplish those even more challenging tasks like Doosan is doing today.
So, you know, I'm sold on their humanitarian applications. I'm particularly impressed with their search and rescue missions at sea. I mean, who thinks of this stuff? I mean, that's just a fantastic use of their technology. But as much as I love talking about the mission-oriented applications, Doosan smartly didn't base their entire business around just those more limited applications. I believe they also use their drones for a range of commercial applications and like inspections.
Yeah, as usual, Steve, you've certainly done your homework. And hydrogen fuel cell powered UAVs have a myriad of applications, including structural inspection of bridges, buildings, power communications, towers, ships, pipelines, etc. They can also be used for surveillance and security as well as payload delivery, depending on the situation. Because of the extended flight time capability, the hydrogen fuel cell powered UAVs will become the workhorse of the skies in the near future.
Yeah, they really do a lot of stuff, and I have no doubt we'll be hearing about them more in the future. So that's all we have time for today. So until next time, I'm Steve Germino with my co-host Joe Ducey. Thanks for tuning in to the Vicor Powering Innovation Podcast.